Leading the news this morning, Ecuador says it's hoping to grant asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's been sheltering in Ecuador's embassy in London for 2 months. The Ecuadorian foreign minister says the UK government has threatened to enter Ecuador's London embassy to arrest Julian Assange. Mr. Assange is under the threat of arrest as soon as he steps out of the embassy for breaching bail conditions because he's seeking to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted over sexual assault allegations. Meanwhile, Syrian warplanes have bombed a rebel-held town near Aleppo, killing dozens of people. Houses have been reduced to rubble, and activists say many more people have been injured. Meanwhile, a United Nations investigation into war crimes in Syria has accused both sides of human rights abuses. Police are investigating a suspected road rage shooting in Sydney southwest. A man and a woman have been treated for bullet wounds at Auburn Hospital. In a separate incident this morning, another man's been treated for gunshot wounds after a shooting at his home in Bosley Park. New restrictions on drinking have been proposed to try to fix the problem of alcohol-fuelled violence in Sydney's King's Cross. The New South Wales government wants to ban shots, doubles and glassware in all licensed venues on Friday and Saturday nights. The job has begun of re-establishing offshore processing centres on Nauru and Manus Island.